Good afternoon, everyone. This is Amy, and I'm here for Amy's Kids Show. But before I start, can I just jump on the airwaves here for just a moment to remind you that WMRW is holding its biannual fundraiser. And I like to call it a fundraiser because fundraising needs to be a lot of fun if it's going to be effective. And our fundraiser is definitely a lot of fun because what does it grow, right? What are we growing with the seeds that people plant when they donate? Well, if you're listening out there and you want to plant some seeds, let's see. If you donate some funds to our fundraiser, fundraiser, I like that. I like that better. Okay, if you donate some funds to our fundraiser here at the station, what are you going to grow? What will you grow with those funds? Well, what is community radio all about? It's about the community having access to the airwaves, to the radio waves that go through the air in our small communities, especially here in Vermont, where we mostly have small communities. It is such a great feeling to come in to this particular radio station, this really special one here in Warren, Vermont. It is in this historic building. It's so beautiful. It's an old schoolhouse, I think. And downstairs, there's a thriving market with all kinds of really good food to eat and things I love to eat from there. Whenever I can, there's delicious stuff that I enjoy. And this is just the views from here. I'm looking out the windows and I'm seeing the mountains. And I love it so much. But the best thing about community radio is it's not just about how much I love it, because of course it's fun to come in here and be a programmer, right? And use these airwaves for whatever seeds I want to plant, right? I mean, that is totally a special gift, and I am so eternally grateful to everybody out there who is making this possible for this station to be here for me. But it's not just for me. That's the best part, is community radio brings out the community in all of us. Because I come to these airwaves in particular so that I can share them with other people, right? And share their voices. Like today I have a special guest on for Amy's Kid Show. I have a special guest calling in for the show that I do after that, the 5-8 show. We share the airwaves and we can share them with you. Would you like to have a show, right? I mean, you can call in lots of the times, right, that people are here running shows, and you can share these airwaves with us. It's all about sharing, and when we share, we grow. So to find out how you can share and some seeds with us here at MRW, please go to WMRW.org. Thank you. Rise and shine, everybody. It's Amy from Amy's Kids Show, and I am rising today, apparently, rising and shining, because I have some especially special guests on today to celebrate, I think, what is this, 166? Episode number 166. I have some very, very special guests today. Because when I went outside today, they were rising and shining too. And don't you just love that? When you're rising and shining and you meet other people who are too, and that just keeps happening to me everywhere I go. I keep meeting creatures of all kinds who are rising and shining and sharing and loving. And in particular today, planting and flowering. Because today is early spring for me right now. Is it early spring for you out there when you're listening to this radio show? Well, if it's early spring for you and you happen to be in Vermont, what are some of the first yellow flowers that like to come out? The very, very first ones, among the very, very first ones. There are a few. Which ones are you thinking of? Well, our special guest today, with no further ado, are daffodils.
My friends, the daffodils. Because when I go out in the springtime and I see my daffodil friends, they're so brave. They're like one of the first ones to poke up out of their bulbs. Their bulbs, which are their seeds, right? The bulbs that they grow out of, that they sprout out of these bulbs. They've been waiting all winter for the perfect time. The right warmth, the right rain, right? The right wind even. Because I've been talking to them. You're going to get to talk to them too today because I brought some of them into the radio station. Yes, I brought some daffodils and they are just about to bloom. They're not blooming yet. I am hoping that during the radio show here today, they might decide to bloom. I don't know. I don't know how long exactly it takes them to bloom because I've never watched them this carefully before. Well, I've never invited them in here to the radio station, and this radio station is a beautiful place to get to know our friends, right? That's why I invite so many guests on to the radio, because I just love getting to know all kinds of creatures. Well, today, we have some daffodils in the station, because daffodils like to grow, and daffodils are glad to be alive. How many daffodils do I have in the station? Well, I'm going to let you ponder that question through the show and see if you can figure out. Thank you for joining me. Let's get started.
One little daffodil had nothing much to do. Out popped another one, then there were two. Two little daffodils were smiling at a bee. Out popped another one, then there were three. Three little daffodils were growing by the door. Out popped another one, then there were four. Four little daffodils were glad to be alive. Out popped another one, then there were five. Five little daffodils were wearing golden crowns. They danced in the breeze in green satin gowns.
There's a flower in the garden,
flower in the garden,
a yellow daffodil,
yellow daffodil.
And when the wind is blowing,
when the wind is blowing,
it can't keep still,
can't keep still.
Well, it shivers to the left side,
shivers to the left
side, and shakes to the right,
shakes to the right.
And when the sun is shining, there's a flower in the garden, there's a bird in the sky. I've got cheese in my sandwich and a sparkle in my eye. There's a flower in the garden, a yellow daffodil. And when the wind is blowing, it shivers to the left side and shakes to the right. And when the sun is shining, well, it feels alright. There's a flower in the garden, there's a bird in the sky. I've got cheese in my sandwich and a spark in my eye, there's a flower in the garden,
flower in the garden,
a yellow daffodil,
yellow daffodil.
There's a flower in the garden,
flower in the garden,
a yellow daffodil.
Yellow daffodil.
What a beautiful day. Let's start a garden.
I'm a little seed. Bury me below. Let the rain pour and watch me grow. I'm a little seed. I need lots of sun. It feeds my growing body. It warms me up. Grow, grow, grow. Big and strong.
The fruits, they always come in, but you can't go around just knocking them down. It takes a long time to show in. We plant the seeds then and we look at them now. But the roots are always growing, no matter if I'm there or never around.
Whatever grows will grow. Whatever dies will die. Whatever works will work. Whatever flies will fly. Whatever fails will fail. What's meant to soar will soar. I am planting seeds, nothing more.
It's like your whole life you've been training for this moment, and when the time comes, you just disown it, meaning you just surrender, don't control it. Not interested in the clay pots and mold it, or sitting next to the path trying to unfold it, or waiting for the fruits to fall down toward you. Let it go and now you're flowing, feeling quite gorgeous, so you take steps away instead of towards it. What a rush, feeling freedom with nothing to hold. We've been taught that what you touch will always turn to gold, and now we're learning when we let it go, it overflows with no credit to take, cause no credit is owned. A higher power working deeper with the seeds are sowed, and when the seeds are true, then there's seeds of gold. But the real gold is joy when life starts to flow, and when it does, you just smile, cause now you know.
I spent a long time running. I never knew then what I know now. Let the fruits, they always come in, but you can't go around just knocking them down. It takes a long time to show in. We plant the seeds then, and we look at them now. But the roots are always growing, no matter if I'm there or never around.
Whatever grows will grow. Whatever dies will die. Whatever works will work. Whatever flies will fly. Whatever fails will fail. What's meant to soar will soar. I am planting seeds.
Whatever grows, yep, will grow. When it grows, it grows.
Whatever dies, will
and when it dies, it dies.
Whatever
come on.
Works, will
if it works, it works.
Whatever flies, will
let it fly, let it
whatever
fly.
Whatever fails, will fail.
When it fails, it fails.
Meant to soar, will
come
soar.
On, it soars, it soars.
I am planting seeds. Whatever grows, will
let
grow.
It grow. Let
whatever
it grow.
Dies, will
when
die.
It dies, it
whatever
dies.
Works, will come
when it works, it
whatever
works.
Flies.
Yeah.
More.
you smile, it just gives, helps someone to know that you're cared about and that you love them.
Are planted deep, deep, deep in the ground. They sleep, sleep, sleep. Yellow sunshine, bright, raindrops falling, light. Gentle breezes blow. Seeds begin to grow.
Once there was a seed who got lost in the wind. The seed was very small, much smaller than its friends. The seed was blowing, the seed kept going, the tiny seed. Higher and higher toward the sun, over the icy mountain tops, across the great ocean, through the land, over the farmer's crops. The seed was blowing, the seed kept going, the tiny seed. seed who dropped to the ground, into the soil, into the earth, its home had been found. The wind stopped blowing, the seed kept going, the tiny seed. The sun shone bright, the raindrops fell, the seed burst out and shed its shell. The seed was growing, the seed kept going, the tiny
We could wish for beautiful sunny days so we could go play outside. Ooh, inspiration for new experiments. Oh, hi! Squeaks and I just saw a bunch of dandelion flowers out in the park today. It can be fun to blow on the fluffy dandelions and make a wish. So we're thinking of wishes to make. Aw, Squeaks! Squeaks wants to make a wish that helps the dandelions. But get this, by blowing off the fluffy tops of dandelions, we're already helping them. If you look closely at a puffy dandelion, you can see that the tops of them are covered in fluffy seeds. Seeds are basically baby plants. They start small, but when you put them in some soil and give them water, air, and sunlight, they change and grow into big grown-up plants. When the wind blows, or when you make a wish and blow all the seeds away, you're helping those seeds travel somewhere new. And spreading seeds like this is really helpful for plants. Well, seeds need to travel because they need a good place to grow up. Like I mentioned, seeds need a place to grow with good soil, clean water and air, and sunlight. But they also need to have enough space to grow. Plants tend to make a lot of seeds all at once. So if they all tried to grow right next to the parent plant, there wouldn't be enough space for all of them. The seeds wouldn't all have enough soil or water, and the parent plant might even block the sun. So, to grow, most seeds need to travel away. Ah, good question, Squeaks. How do seeds travel? Well, how a seed gets around depends on its structure, or what it looks like. For instance, many seeds have something attached to them or covering them that helps them travel. Like dandelion seeds get blown away by the wind. You see those fluffy little tufts at the top of the seed? Those structures help the seed float up and away in the wind, like a kite or a feather. Their function, or their job, is to make the seed fly. Other flying seeds have structures that help them catch the wind too, like the wings of the maple samara. Now, other seeds might travel in totally different ways, like a coconut. It's surprising, right? But coconuts are seeds, just really big ones. They're the seeds of coconut palms, which are trees. Coconut palms tend to grow near water, so when the coconut falls down, it might end up in the water, and then the coconut floats. It's a little bit like a boat. The coconut floats someplace new and grows into a big coconut palm tree. Mangrove seeds, lotus seeds, and bladdernut seeds travel like this too, floating in the water until they get to a new space to grow. Other seeds travel using animal helpers, like burrs. If you crack open a burr, you'll find seeds inside, and the outside of the burr is covered with tiny hooked structures. These little hooks can stick to your clothes, or fur, or feathers. When burrs get stuck to an animal's fur, the animal usually carries them someplace new without realizing it. Then, when the animal finally scratches the seeds off, the seeds might have traveled all the way across town. There's another way that animals can move seeds too. See, nuts are a kind of seed, and lots of animals want to eat them. Some animals, like squirrels, carry these seeds away to eat later. Sometimes they bury their seeds in the ground for safekeeping. It's called caching. And if the squirrels forget where they put their seeds,
The seeds grow into new plants. Lots of oak trees grow from acorns that squirrels forgot about. But do you want to know my favorite way that animals move seeds? Okay, check this out. The fruits you eat, like apples and melons, have lots of seeds inside them. Oh, great question, Squeaks. Squeaks is wondering why the parent plant would want to cover their seeds in something so tasty. Wouldn't an animal eat it? Well, that's exactly what the parent plant is hoping for. When animals eat these fruits, they carry the seeds away in their stomachs. Then, later, when that animal poops, the seeds are stuck in the poop. It is a little different from how other seeds travel, and it might seem a little gross, but it's actually perfect for the seeds. After all, the seeds are now far away from their parent plant. It's amazing how many different ways that seeds have to travel around, and there are even more ways than what we've talked about today. If you want to find out how the plants near you move their seeds, just look closely at what structure is attached to or covering those seeds. Do they have wings for flying? Or tiny hooks for sticking? Or maybe there's something else. Oh, that's a great idea, Squeaks. When we go back to the park, we can wish all of the seeds good luck on their travels. And good luck to you finding seeds. See you next time here at the fort.
Seeds Move by Robin Page. A tiny seed can one day become a flower, a fruit, or even a giant tree. Every seed, big or small, contains the beginnings of a new plant. But a seed needs sunlight, soil, water, and an uncrowded place to put down roots. To find all these things, a seed must leave home. It must move. A seed hitchhikes. Spiky, stick-tight seeds snag in a raccoon's fur and hitch a ride. They may travel a long way before they fall off. A seed shoots. A human touch, a passing animal, or a gust of wind. The slightest jostle can send exploding cucumber seeds shooting from their pods. A seed catapults. When the right time comes, the hanging seed pods of the touch-me-not flower burst open, catapulting seeds in all directions. A seed drifts. A coconut, the huge seed of the palm tree, drifts on the ocean. If it is lucky, it will wash ashore and land in a perfect spot to become a new tree. A seed burrows. Attached to a bloodroot seed is a tasty tidbit that ants love to eat. The seed tricks the ants into dragging it to their underground nest. There the ants eat the snack and then bury the remaining seed. A seed rolls. One kind of African grass seed looks and smells just like the droppings of an antelope. Dung beetles eat animal droppings, and these seeds fool the beetles into rolling them back to their underground homes, where the seeds can begin to grow. A seed sinks. A lotus seed drops from its pod and sinks to the bottom of a pond. There it will nestle into the mud and sprout. A seed hides. A western scrub jay collects an acorn, the seed of an oak tree, and carries it in its beak to a distant place. The jay then hides the acorn to eat later, burying it in the ground. But the jay forgets where it puts some of its acorns, and those seeds may become new oak trees. A seed floats. Monkey ladder seeds drop from their huge pods, landing in the water below. The seeds float on rivers, even across seas, until they take root on faraway shores. A seed squirts. The durian is one of the orangutan's favorite fruits, but its seeds are bitter. The orangutan eats the fruit and then squirts out the seeds. A seed scatters. The spiny mouse nibbles on the fruit of the tallyweed, but the seeds of this fruit taste terrible, so the mouse spits them out, scattering them all over. A seed falls. An unlucky mouse eats a wheat seed, then gets snatched up by a hungry hawk. After the hawk eats the mouse, it coughs up a pellet that contains the mouse's fur and bones, along with the undigested wheat seed. The pellet falls to the ground where the seed can sprout. A seed parachutes. When a milkweed pod splits open, it releases hundreds of seeds. Each tiny seed is attached to silken threads that parachute in the wind, carrying the seed far away. A seed plunges. The seed pod of the red mangrove plunges into the water. The pod will drift away, then settle to the bottom of the marsh and put down roots. A seed helicopters. The seeds of a young Na tree helicopter spinning as they fall. They often end some distance from their parent tree. A seed plops. Throughout the summer and fall, a hungry brown bear eats mountain ash berries and other fruits. As the bear wanders in search of more food, the undigested seeds plop out inside large piles of the bear's poop. And then a seed grows. We also help seeds move and grow. Farmers and gardeners all over the world plant seeds. You can too. Try tucking a watermelon seed into the soil, then water it, and see what happens. And grows. And grows.
The end.
The Tiny Seed by Eric Carle. It is autumn. A strong wind is blowing. It blows flower seeds high in the air and carries them far across the land. One of the seeds is tiny, smaller than any of the others. Will it be able to keep up with the others? And where are they all going? One of the seeds flies higher than the others. Up, up it goes. It flies too high and the sun's hot rays burn it up. But the tiny seed sails on with the others. Another seed lands on a tall and icy mountain. The ice never melts and the seed cannot grow. The rest of the seeds fly on. But the tiny seed does not go as fast as the others. Now they fly over the ocean. One seed falls into the water and drowns. The others sail on with the wind. But the tiny seed does not go as high as the others. One seed drifts down onto the desert. It is hot and dry, and the seed cannot grow. Now the tiny seed is flying very low, but the wind pushes it on with the others. Finally, the wind stops and the seeds fall gently down on the ground. A bird comes by and eats one seed. The tiny seed is not eaten. It is so small, the bird does not see it. Now it is winter. After their long trip, the seeds settle down. They look just as if they are going to sleep in the earth. Snow falls and covers them like a soft white blanket. A hungry mouse that also lives in the ground eats a seed for his lunch. But the tiny seed lies very still, and the mouse does not see it. Now it is spring. After a few months, the snow has melted. It is really spring. Birds fly by. The sun shines. Rain falls. The seeds grow so round and full, they start to burst open a little. Now they are not seeds anymore. They are plants. First, they send roots down into the earth. Then, their little stems and leaves begin to grow up toward the sun and air. There is another plant that grows much faster than the new little plants. It is a big, fat weed. And it takes all the sunlight and the rain away from one of the small new plants, and that little plant dies. The tiny seed hasn't begun to grow yet. It will be too late. Hurry! But finally, it too starts to grow into a plant. The warm weather also brings the children out to play. They too have been waiting for the sun and springtime. One child doesn't see the plants as he runs along and... Oh, he breaks one. Now it cannot grow anymore. The tiny plant that grew from the tiny seed is growing fast, but its neighbor grows even faster. Before the tiny plant has 3 leaves, the other plant has 7. And look, a bud! And now even a flower! But what is happening? First there are footsteps. Then a shadow looms over them. Then a hand reaches down and breaks off the flower. A boy has picked the flower to give to a friend.
Nice!
It is summer. Now the tiny plant from the tiny seed is all alone. It grows on and on. It doesn't stop. The sun shines on it and the rain waters it. It has many leaves. It grows taller and taller. It is taller than the people. It is taller than the trees. It is taller than the houses. Now a flower grows on it. People come from far and near to look at this flower. It is the tallest flower they have ever seen. It is a giant flower.
Wow!
All summer long, the birds and bees and butterflies come visiting. They have never seen such a big and beautiful flower. It is autumn again. The days grow shorter, the nights grow cooler, and the wind carries yellow and red leaves past the flower. Some petals drop from the giant flower, and they sail along with the bright leaves over the land and down to the ground. The wind blows harder. The flower has lost almost all of its petals. It sways and bends away from the wind. But the wind grows stronger and shakes the flower. Once more, the wind shakes the flower. And this time, the flower's seed pod opens. Out come many tiny seeds that quickly sail far away on the wind. The end.
And the ocean below. Now I may be a little bigger than you, but as you grow, you'll get bigger too. Think about a great big tree. It started out as a tiny little seed. It needed the sun to help it grow. Now little seeds, not little anymore. A tree, this pear, that frog, my hair. These are all things that grow. And hey, it's true, you're growing too. These are all things that grow. Think about a butterfly. He used to be a little caterpillar guy. Spent 7 days in a little cocoon. Now we can watch him fly around the room. This cat, your ears, that corn, my beard. These are all things that grow. And hey, it's true, you're growing too. These are all things that grow. Think of all the things that grow. In the sky above and the ocean below. Now I may be a little bigger than you, but as you grow, you'll get bigger too. Your tongue, this beak, that duck, my feet. These are all things that grow. Just wait and see.
Well, folks, we are celebrating growing here on Amy's Kids Show. In fact, we are celebrating my special guests who are here in the studio. I have daffodils. How many daffodils? Well, that's for me to know and you to find out at the end of the show. What, do you have any guesses yet? How many daffodil blooms I brought into the station today? Well, they're actually daffodil buds, but I think they're blooming. I'm watching them right now, and even since I brought them in the station, they're starting to open. It almost looks like they have mouths that are opening, but so slowly. And I can imagine what they're going to look like when they do open all the way, because I love daffodils and they are just one of my favorite flowers of all, because they're like the first ones almost that bloom at my house. And these guys are almost blooming. In fact, right now they're just opening. Let's see. What is it you think they want to say? What do you think? I can't tell yet. So, maybe you have an idea of what they're going to say once they fully bloom, but they're just starting now. And it's so exciting at this moment when the flowers are opening. It's so exciting and it's so beautiful, and it definitely catches our attention. But one thing we may not realize is that by the time a flower is blooming, when its flower is opening, it's already had a lot of adventures. That plant has already had so many adventures and amazing things happen that put that plant in the right place at the right time to do its thing, right? And what we're learning about today is what happens even before it's a plant. I mean, even before it puts out its first little roots, it's already had adventures. Did you ever think about that? Wow, I had never really thought about that before I started getting ready for the show this week. And how many adventures these seeds go on, right? Before they end up where they end up, just in time to grow. In fact, my daffodils, they grew from some bulbs. And bulbs are big seeds. They're rather big, and I had to plant them. They weren't at my house when I first moved to my land. There were no daffodils there at all. But then my brother-in-law, Tommy, he gave me some daffodil bulbs, and we planted them here, and we planted them there. But guess what happened? After a few years of them growing and growing and blooming and blooming, well, they just kept multiplying. Those bulbs grew new bulbs and new bulbs and new bulbs, and then the old ones were still blooming, and now the new ones were blooming too, and the abundance of bulbs made it necessary for me to go out there and help them. See, nature produces so much abundance. Abundance means there's more than enough, more than we even need. There's more. There is so much abundance in nature. And what happens is, if all of these seeds tried to grow where they started, well, they would get too crowded after a while, right? There would not be enough room for them all right there where they start, as little seeds or big seeds or bulbs or coconuts or whatever they happen to be, whatever kind of seed. A lot of the times they need to move. They need to have their own adventures, right? Before they can land in the perfect place for the perfect time to come along to grow. And so how do seeds move? Well, we've been learning about that today, right? What are some of the things that move the seeds? We've got wind, and water can come along and move the seeds. And then, of course, there's the weather, right? Winter and spring and floods and all kinds of things happen to that seed to get it ready and to maybe help move it too. And then, of course, there's the animals like us, right? And what do? Well, we do what we do. We come along and we might walk by, and that might squish the seeds down further in the dirt where they need to be. We might catch some burrs on our coats or in our hair or on our fur and then drop those seeds somewhere else. We might eat a fruit or a nut or something, right? And then plant seeds by accident everywhere. And we might even do it on purpose like I did, by actually collecting the seeds and then planting them other places elsewhere. And of course, sharing them is a really great place to make sure that all these seeds have a chance to have their adventure and find the perfect place at the perfect time for them to grow, right? It's just so amazing. And so all these things that we think are disturbing, right? Wind and rain and animals coming along and tromping through and eating stuff and spitting out stuff and even pooping out stuff. But all that disturbance, it turns out, is part of the plan. And so are you. Thanks for joining me for Amy's Kids Show. Let's keep celebrating.
I like the mountains, I like the rolling hills, I like the twinkling stars when the sun goes down. I like the roses, I like the daffodils, I like the mountains, I like the rolling hills, I like the twinkling stars when the sun goes down. I like the roses, I like the daffodils.
Hey, little seed. What do you need to help you grow? Little seed, what do you need to help you grow big and strong? Little seed, what do you need to help you grow? I need water, I need air, I need warmth to help me grow. I need water, I need air, I need warmth.
Growing roots, yeah! Growing my stem, leaves, stem, roots. I'm a plant.
Little plant, what do you need to help you grow big and strong? Little plant, what do you need to help you grow? I need water, air, warmth, soil, sunshine, to help me grow big and strong.
Growing, 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 growing.
More roots, more leaves, a flower bud. Bloom! I have a flower. That's how I grow.
Can you plant a bean? Watch it grow up big and green. Can you water the out the weeds? Can you shine like the sun and pick pods one by one? Working is done, now let's eat that bean. Well, can you plant the bean? Watch it grow up big and green. Can you water the seed and pull out the weeds? Can you shine like the sun and pick pods one by one? Working is done, now let's eat that bean. And can you plant a bean, watch it grow up big and green? Can you water the seed, pull out the weeds? Can you shine like the sun and pick pods one by one? Working is done, now let's eat that bean. Can you plant a bean, watch it grow up big and green? Can you water the seed and pull out the weeds? Can you shine like the sun and pick pods one by one? Working is done, now let's eat that bean. Can you plant a bean, watch it grow up big and green? Can you water the seed and pull out the weeds? Can you shine like the sun and pick pods one by one? Working is done, now let's eat that bean.
One little daffodil had nothing much to do. Out popped another one, then there were two. Two little daffodils were smiling at a bee. Out popped another one, then there were three. Three little daffodils were growing by the door. Out popped another one, then there were four. Four little daffodils were glad to be alive. Out popped another one, then there were five. Five little daffodils were wearing golden crowns. They danced in the breeze in green satin gowns.
Well, folks, we did it. We came to the end of another episode of Amy's Kids Show. episode number 166. Wow! We are on a roll here. And to celebrate spring, when I'm recording the show right now, early spring, the very, very first plants are just popping out of the ground. And so I had to bring my friends. My friends, the daffodils, who are so amazing to me that they come out while it's still even snowing. I mean, it was still snowing last night here at my house. And so they are so brave. They come popping out. And in fact, mine are not quite open yet. But I have to tell you guys, I am sitting here with my daffodils. Now, how many did I bring? How many do you think? Well, I brought five buds. Five daffodil buds and stems. And they're here in the little vase that I brought them in, where they each have room to bloom, and they're working on it. They're doing their thing. I mean, that's what daffodils do. They bloom, and they're going so slowly, but guess what? Just while this show has been happening, they've all begun to open what looks like a mouth to me. They're opening their mouths. Their petals are ever so slowly opening. Oh my goodness, I don't know when they're going to be fully open. Maybe by tonight. Definitely, I think by tomorrow morning at this rate. They may look like they're moving really slowly, but actually, that's a lot of work. And this is just almost the end of their adventure. They have already been on so many adventures, right? I mean, today we were learning about what a seed goes through just to find the right place at the right time, the perfect place for it to grow, right? They need to move. Even those daffodil bulbs need to move, and they need help. They need help from me. Maybe they need help from you. They need help from animals going by. They need help from the wind and the water and the weather and everything that we do, right? Whether it's just walking through or eating or, well, even when we go to the bathroom, apparently, we are still helping things grow just by doing what we do. Isn't that reassuring, guys? That no matter what happens, even if you pick a flower for a friend, don't worry, because that disturbance actually makes room for more things to grow. It's amazing, guys. Thanks for joining me for Amy's Kids Show in the celebration of abundance. You're the greatest.